This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The US market staged a strong rebound in overnight trade yesterday, the key indices closing with gains of 1.5% to 2%. The Dow recovered 600 points from the day's low. The dollar index has retreated to levels of 102.2, so that's also a positive. But yet, despite the rebound, investors are still wondering whether the bounce can hold or if it was yet another minor relief rally amidst the relentless sell-off that we've seen over the last few weeks. For our own markets, while the SGX Nifty is suggesting a start in the green, it's currently up close to about 50 points. The rest of the Asian markets are a bit mixed, and that's because the US futures are suggesting to a negative start. So the Nasdaq futures is under pressure as Snap reported numbers, and the numbers were weak, the stock plummeting 30% in after-hours trade. Decline in the US futures is weighing a bit on the Asian market sentiment. For our own markets, we were in the green for a greater part of the trading session. Then a late sell-off took the key indices to close in the red. And the FIs selling outweighed the DII buying. Yesterday, you had the FIs selling nearly 2,000 crore in cash. The DII buying was about 1,500 crore. Talking about the stocks which you should have on your radar, Zomato, revenue growth 9%, the adjusted EBITDA loss has narrowed to 220 crore and the management has guided for adjusted revenue growth to accelerate a double digit in the next quarter and the EBITDA losses to also come down meaningfully. SAIL has reported a solid set of earnings. The big positive is the margin performance beating expectations at 14.1%. The poll was at 12.5%. The net debt in SAIL has also come down meaningfully. In FY22, it's at 12,600 crore versus 35,000 crore in FY21. BEL, the defense company, has reported a miss. Margins coming in lower than expectations at 25%. Profits have declined 15.5%. Birla Soft, in terms of numbers, it's a mixed bag. Revenue growth at 2.1%, lower than expectation. But margin performance is resilient. But there is a tender buyback of 380 crore at a price of 500 rupees. So that perhaps could support the stock. Well, so you've got an action-packed day. You've got the delivery listing as well. So let's see how the new kid on the markets debuts today. So I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.